I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Wall Street is in the middle of what's called earnings season. This is when corporations have to say how they're doing. In most cases, investors already have some hints, leading to what's known as the expectations game. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, I guess you've been reporting that this earnings season is a relatively sunny one.
Yeah, so far. We've had lots of big companies reporting some positive earnings, even the airline industry, believe it or not. Northwest and Continental both posted profits last week. Southwest did today. American is expected to later this week. Some other market bellwethers, Intel and IBM both reported profits. eBay posted a net income. Sun Microsystems posted a loss. So it's been a slightly mixed bag with mix tilting toward the positive.
And how is it that investors kind of know what's coming out in these reports before the actual earnings are posted every quarter?
Well, instead of waiting a full 3 months from one earnings season to the next, you'll get either warnings, meaning the company thinks it won't do as well as it thought it might, or you'll get what's called guidance, which can be a reiteration of previous predictions or an even sunnier update from the company. It used to be that Wall Street analysts were kind of the only ones that got this info and nobody else paid much attention, but a few years ago we got a new SEC rule called Regulation Full Disclosure, and now everybody gets the information at the same time.
So what happens when the actual final numbers come out?
Well, that's when this expectations game commences, and it's all about what Wall Street analysts are predicting. If a company falls short of analyst expectations, you can safely bet the price is going to drop, the stock price. If earnings beat the street, then sometimes the price goes up. But sometimes the good news has already been factored in, so the company loses even if it's up, and it can all rest on pennies per share.
Okay. How about an update on some of the trials we talked about last week?
Yeah, well, first you'll remember we mentioned the trial of the former top lawyer for the drugstore chain Rite Aid.
Yes.
Well, on Friday, a jury convicted him of witness tampering and conspiracy in a case involving efforts to artificially boost that company's bottom line. He's now actually the first executive to be convicted in the recent spate of corporate wrongdoing. There have been others like M. Clone Sam Waxel, but they plea bargained their cases. And the case of former star investment banker Frank Cutrone went to jury last week, and it is apparently still deadlocked. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're following the president's trip to Bangkok for the Asian Economic Summit.
Thanks, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.